Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And all around you, good love and all bad. And usually it's too late when we love what you
have. S38 Special bringing this back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Braintrust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Rebounders, also Liberty for All. That's two of his books I encourage you to check out. Rick, thanks again for
Yep.
Yahoo.finance.com, is that right?
Finance.yahoo.com.
The reverse. Folks, just whatever I say, whatever I say, just do the opposite and you'll be good. Finance.yahoo.com. There you go. Rick, as you know, there's two kinds of capitalism going on in America right now. I think you would agree with me about that. There's the Main Street classic capitalism that we practice on Main Street. And then there's the what I call financial capitalism, which is what they practice on Wall Street. And it's to a lot of us, that kind of capitalism is foreign to a lot of us out here on Main Street. But there's one group of operators out there that are called shareholder activists, and they've added a new dynamism to the marketplace that's really really kind of upset a lot of apple carts, haven't they?
Yeah, these activist investors are just involved in a lot of companies. They're actually involved in my company. I ought to mention Yahoo. An activist group called Starboard Value is trying to lead a proxy battle here at Yahoo. So we're seeing this from inside. I can't say anything about what's happening here.
Right.
It's not public.
That's just one of a number.
There's
30 or so of them, I guess. And they go in, they buy a position, 3%, 10%, whatever, buy a position. And then they fire a shot across the bow of the directors and the operators, the managers, the executives, saying, you know, we disagree with how you run the company, and then they proceed to try to take over the board.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out that there have always been activists and financial leaders.
Right.
Certainly, as long as there have been public companies going back centuries, but I think a couple of things are new. It used to be that you had to buy a pretty large company,
right,
upwards of 5% and sometimes 10% or more to be able to influence what happens, who the board members are and things like that. I'm seeing activists these days being influential at that level with a much smaller ownership stake. So it might just be 1% or 2%. And what they've gotten better at doing is organizing other big shareholders.
Right.
And sometimes they are actually backed by big shareholders such as pension funds that don't want to get political. They in the background,
right,
but they don't mind. They don't mind that an activist will roll up their sleeves and sort of wage war on their
behalf. Do the dirty work.
So, yeah, do the dirty work for them. And the whole, the whole point here is to push the stock price up and improve the company's financial performance. The question is this good for companies? Is this good for the fundamentals of a business, or
are the employees, the stakeholders of the company, the company?
That's right.
The one thing about the activists that if they really are focused on being shareholder activists, helping to get the share, maximize the value of the share price, by encouraging the managers to tighten things up, just a little tighter, take advantage of better opportunities, use their assets better, that rather than running it like a little mom and pop shop, that's fine. But some of these activists that doesn't seem to be their goal, because some activists will go into a company, they'll take it apart, they'll sell it off, they'll raid the cash, in a legal way, of course, and leave employees who've been building the business for 20, 25 years, leave them holding nothing. And the customers who love this company, who depended upon it, they're kind of out in the cold too. So there's a dark side to the activists.
And that's been sort of the model of private equity, formerly known as leveraged buyout, going back to the 80s. Look at this company, Pharmaceuticals, which has basically imploded in the last 6 months or so. Bill Ackman is a big activist. And what went on there is, you know, what used to be a sort of typical pharmaceutical company got very aggressive about not doing any more R&D, the traditional thing that costs a lot.
Right.
Buying drugs where they think they can jack up the price, and they mainly became sort of a holding company, and that strategy just collapsed. That created all kinds of problems, too much pressure to focus just on profits, which is some questionable things, and that company might even end up declaring bankruptcy.
Right.
So
that happened real fast, too, didn't it?
It sure did, Nick. Everybody by surprise, and basically the business model just unwound.
Do you, how much of that do you think could be attributed to the some of the negative stuff coming out of Washington on these companies?
I think Valiant did it to itself. There might be other instances where have something to do. You know, look at what's happening with corporate these tax inversions and the new rules out of Washington. That's obviously going to change business for some companies. Valiant did it to itself.
Yeah.
And the market basically turned on Valiant because its business model turned out not to work. And there are questions of whether services were even legal.
Well, when you hear people talk about being shareholder activists, folks, they might be, and they might be raiders, because it takes a while to know whether a company's going to be a raider or whether they're going to be an activist and help.
Shareholder activist just sounds better, Jim.
I know. So. I need a website again, please, Rick.
Finance.yahoo.com.
Quick break. Right back with Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.